that the government is actually, it is not the government, but there are various individuals within the government. Mm-hmm. In other words, it is not the entire government. Just like in this country, it is a much more of a dictatorial type government. Mm-hmm. In America, what is happening is that because these deprogrammers, what they are doing is called lobbying. They go to Congress, they go to the House of Representatives. They have all of their members write letters to their local state senators, to the local House of Representatives.
Same plan.
Yes, and then they get these local men to, you know, come together in groups and try to pass laws. So it's not simply that the... But there is more and more now a feeling amongst the government members towards favorable to the deprogrammers and against the cults on account of the cheating nature of the other cults. So there's definitely...
It should be.
Yes. It's definitely... The sentiment is definitely against us and for the deprogrammers amongst government leaders. It's not in our favor. There's no doubt about it. The courts are definitely against us, and the government is also. It's serious.
What can do?
I think we have to do exactly what we are doing.
That is.
More vigorously.
That's it. And the Hyderabad report, that English education, they are in plan, there are so many. That's not a very good idea.
No.
As soon as they get English education,
they'll leave. So we should not encourage that at all. I think it's different than here.
No, their attention should be in chanting. And produce their own food, agriculture. And as soon as they get English education, not all of them are fit for being educated. It is not possible. They are Shudra class of men. They were really educated. Shudra Vaishya. They should learn how to plow, how to produce food. They are thinking otherwise, that plowing is great labor. If we educate our boys in English, they can go to the city immediately, they get some.
Get more money, work less.
Yes. Actually, it is not the position, but they are thinking like that. Everyone wants to work less and get more money. That is Marshall's theory of economic impetus. From Germany also, there is a bad report.
Yeah, Germany, bad report. Brazil, not Brazil, Argentina. And now Caracas, they're investigating the accounts, auditing the accounts.
Why is that against the book?
Because they're not against the books, they're against the money. The huge money that they see the books are getting. They're not even against the books. They're against the process of collecting money. Books, they don't care one way or the other. But the fact that we're collecting so much money, that is surprising them.
They think we're just going on the street, begging money and then living nice life.
You see, at first they don't take us very seriously. They think, well, a few beggars. But then they start to see one skyscraper.
Four beggars.
Four beggars, right. And then a skyscraper full of beggars. And then they realize how they purchased a skyscraper. These people are collecting a lot of money.
We want that necessary without any difficulty, and chanting is that they do not do.
No.
They want people to be industrialists, working very hard in the factory.
Yeah. They're envious because they're struggling for their own existence and they don't like to see us not struggle.
Yeah. Envious. But if we develop this community project on, they cannot do it.
No, they appreciate this farm projects.
Yes. Why should I work? I am working for my own.
They like that. They would also, probably they would respect if we did some businesses, some of our members.
We can do Banija is there.
When we
have got excess produce, either meat, got grain, or anything, we can send them.
That we won't have, though. The kind of businesses we do are not Kishi Gorakshe Vanijam. It's more or less businesses of incense business, jewelry business. We don't have extra milk products or grains. Not very much.
So, what is the harm if we do jewelry business?
Providing the men do not become contaminated, then there's no harm.
That is in his hand. Why you should be controlling it?
Shouldn't, but somehow you once said to me that you Americans are already business-minded. So...
Well, business-minded is not bad, but contamination is.
Yes.
If I chant Hare Krishna and do business, what is that?
See, the trouble is that when you do book distribution, it's easier to chant Hare Krishna.
That is for that purpose.
But when you sell jewelry, it's harder to remember Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
And we are not so advanced yet.
That is the difference. Otherwise, you can as attracted Hare Krishna for my livelihood, I can do anything.
Yeah. I've seen in India many of our members, they're able to do their puja in the morning with an undisturbed mind and then do business.
Yes.
And be
all Maharajas do that.
Be ruthless as anything.
Huh?
They're ruthless as anything during the day and they're very humble in their puja. But our men, if they're ruthless during the day...
My father was doing business.
And you were also doing business during when you were.
Yes. Up to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you were engaged only with puja. My father. He was going late at 12 o'clock to bed.
Wow.
Then he was used to rise a little late. Around 7, 8. Then taking bath, purchasing. Then from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, he was engaged in puja. Then he would take his lunch and go to business. And in the business shop, he was taking a little rest for 1 hour. He'd come from business at 10 o'clock at night, then again puja. regular. Actually, his business was puja. For livelihood,
he was just doing some business.
Yeah. We were sleeping, father was doing arati. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. You heard the bell.
Then he would take his knife.
Yeah.
Dinner, not dinner, some puri or paratha. He was also fond of this puff rice. Mm. In a later age, he was simply taking puff rice and milk. Mm. Anyway, puja was his main business. Mm.
I found that our devotees who engage in business, they become a little spiritually weakened because we're not that advanced yet.
No, 10% engagement in business, that is empire, there is no doubt. But to do business as a householder, that's not bad.
And practically, the position that our society is coming into now, I think it's actually we should do it because it will give our society a more balanced appearance. Otherwise, they think everyone is beggar. But at least if they see the brahmacharis, business is begging.
Just like this, Gaudiya Math has become.
Yeah,
they have no other way of income except begging. Mm. In different way. Now they have taken to this business, parikrama. They earn something lump sum by calling men to parikrama. And they pay, say, 200 rupees. Out of the 100 rupees, they save minimum. And that is their whole year's livelihood.
That is not a good business.
Because they have no books.
One very good business that we are developing in New York is prasadam.
Yes.
That is a respectable business for the Americans.
Yes.
Restaurant and prasadam carts. And we're getting good profit from it.
And we can do everywhere the same.
Here we're doing.
And here also, in India. That is good, very good, honest.
Yes. And it's very spiritual. There's no contamination
now,
in it.
In Hyderabad, we have got the farm. We can produce ghee and grains and make restaurant.
In Hyderabad.
City.
Especially the location of our temple is so first class, in the center of the town.
You can have very nice center for restaurant. And in these cities, they like nice restaurants.
We can compete with Jeep already.
No, he's a sweet maker.
Yeah.
He has no restaurant.
There are many hotels in Hyderabad.
Many. There's one hotel in our park.
Yeah. That's a good, that'll be a very popular restaurant, especially prasadam restaurant. If they know it is, if it is pure, because I know I was eating in many restaurants in different cities before you told us that we shouldn't do that. And people go there because there's nowhere else to go, but it's never that clean, nor is it very good. But the office people, they have to eat somewhere.
Formerly, they used to be. Because that was not a restaurant. Restaurant, in Indian style, they are selling paratha. In Delhi there are many. So those who are interested in paratha, they sit down and they supply first class paratha and meet them.
That's not there anymore. In Bombay, the only good restaurant, there's a Marwari restaurant where they have this dhara system. But there's only one, and it's in Kalpadevi. So hardly anyone will go there anyway. No office people go there. Only the Marwaris go there.
No, in Bombay, there are some restaurants.
But they're very...
dirty.
Yeah.
That restaurant mostly for drinking tea and pakora.
Yeah, and there's a few in the office area in Fort where they give you
regular
a thali, 1 rupee 50 thali.
Thali?
Thali. They give 4 small puris, 3 sabjis.
That is good. Oh.
And a little rice, a half a popper, but it's not very filling and it's not very nice.
Not first class.
No. But yet it's packed with people. All the office people go there to eat there. And many office people get food brought to them in the office. Also, tiffins. You know, they have that in Bombay. Yeah, that's a big business.
That is from their home.
That's a big business.
There is a professional tiffin carrier man. They collect from different houses. And they come by the train and give to the person in the office.
Oh, that's collected from their home?
Sometimes from hotel.
From hotel also. Sometimes I see them, huge quantities of tiffins.
Bombay, the officers, they, more than 50%, they eat in that tiffin cage.
Yes. I think the restaurants make a big part of their business from that tiffin business in Bombay. These other religions, just like Christianity, Judaism, they're accepted by the people and by the government because the people who are part of their religions are very normal in terms of doing business, society, etc. But we are very exceptional in every way. We don't fit into the normal pattern of things. No jobs, no proper dress. Everything's strange to them. Because we don't want their culture. It is so abominable.
Yeah. This is Brahminical culture.
Yeah.
They don't want it.
No.
They don't have any culture.
When the British came here, they saw people sitting on the floor. They said, uncivilized.
The British policy was that if you keep the Hindus as Hindu, it is not impossible to rule over them. That was their policy. Therefore, from the very beginning, childhood, everything Indian condemned.
So this is the same mentality in America now. They're seeing us just like the Gurukul, their opinion of Gurukul. Children are getting up early, forced to get up early, forced to eat on the floor, not being given proper diet.
Don't sleep on beds.
Same mentality as the British had when they came here.
But in India, there is no such thing.
None at all. Rather, they like our movement. So we should concentrate a lot of our energy here. I think that what you are telling us is perfect, in that now what we have to do is we have to vigorously explain our philosophy.
Yeah.
That's the only way. We have to educate them. If we remain silent now, then we will become squashed. We have to speak positively. Yes, this is why we are like this, because of the following reason.
And that is good for human
beings. Yes.
That we have to learn. And actually, that is why. Very, very good. And they are advertising and lying to this philosopher, Paul. That is my view from the very beginning. There is nothing, all bokas. My Guru Maharaj used to say, in the beginning I could not understand why he says everyone is boka. Actually, that is why they do not know the value of life.
They are criticizing us because we say every one of them is demons. They don't like that.
Prahlad Maharaj said, his father, demon, asura-vacha. Tasadhu manne asura-vacha.
Best
of the demons. My dear, best of the demons.
I mean, that's why, just like in that Back to Godhead, there you can, the thing is that some of our devotees are becoming a little bit...
Influenced.
Yeah, influenced, and they're a little scared, you know, they're fearful.
They don't want to upset people.
That is not me.
No. That's why it is that the Back to Godhead magazine is being compromised a little. They're fearful. But actually, that magazine is our platform for speaking strongly. I mean, in your Back to Godhead that you were publishing, you were very, very strong.
Mr. MacPherson, he became my friend in Allahabad. He was coming and talking with me. He spoke of one restaurant in London that it was so nice. Full of chili. I was crying. Still I could not leave it. Chili in mild quality is digesting.
Every day, with the lunch that we are getting,
very good.
We have chili, we have nimbu achar. And then that is also digestive a little. And then at the end we have a papar, dried papar.
Very good.
Everything hot. Come to our restaurant would ordinarily not come because they're just business people from the offices. They come in suits and they eat in our restaurant and they have a very good opinion of our movement.
Indian?
No, all Americans. The Indians don't come to our restaurant. Because the food is not properly spiced. It's not properly made. Actually, I don't like it. It's too bland. But for the American tastes, it may be all right. But I think it's not proper. If we have a good cook who learns the cooking from here, then everyone will come.
I like it.
Yes.
These two girls, they are very kind.
One of the big points of criticism is that we do not encourage our members to visit and spend time with their parents. And that's in that way they say we are destroying the family.
Actually, that we want to do.
Actually, we wouldn't mind our members seeing the parents, but the parents are rakshasas. How can we see them? They're so abominable. They're not actually father and mother, as you described.
Not at all.
A number of temples have been trying to hold parents' meetings. So in New York, in Los Angeles, they held one. That was fairly successful for two reasons. One, when they did it, Mukunda was the chief man there. Mukunda's in Los Angeles now. So he didn't speak any philosophy. He just showed off all of the buildings. And another point was that most of the devotees in Los Angeles are married, and they have children, and they have proper apartments. So the meeting was fairly successful. Now in New York, Rupanuga did the speaking, and he spoke the philosophy. Very, very strong and straightforward for 1 hour. The parents became outraged. In fact, they interrupted him and would not let him finish his lecture. And secondly, in New York, most of the devotees are brahmacharis. So there's no families. We don't have no wife, no children. Means the parents have no grandchildren. They don't like that. So the parents are saying that my boy came here on a Sunday feast, and the next day he called me from Chicago. He was on a bus, traveling on one of your buses. And I have not seen him since the last year and a half. In this way, they were very angry. Very angry. The only way we calmed them down is that we gave them prasadam in the restaurant and then took him into the theater for a performance. Then they were placated. Otherwise, they were very angry. They want us to have the children go to their homes with them.
And then they'll influence them away. Actually, we have a good reason for not letting them see their parents now, because when their parents call them on the phone and say, I want to see you for 5 minutes, it's so they can kidnap them and deprogram them. That's how they kidnap them. They make some, the parents call and they say, oh, they make some arrangement to meet the child, and it's a trick. They have these gangsters waiting. See, now my parents weren't so bad after all. I was thinking I was very unfortunate to take a birth in a family of non-devotees, but they're not so bad compared to these others.
Jayapataka's mother is here.
Oh. What does she say?
Oh, she's very nice. She wears sari. She's attending your lectures in the morning. Taking prasadam. She's a very nice woman. He's such a nice son. And it's due, you can, she's very nice. She could be a devotee easily. in my opinion. I did never talk to her, but just from the way she carries herself, immediately putting on sari, quite happy to stay here for the time she's staying. He said he was going to bring her here one evening to meet her. But Chudananda's mother came here.
Did I return?
Yeah. She was very surprised at how big he is.
Huh?
She was very surprised to see how huge he is. Because the last time was 1967. Hmm. He was very skinny.
Oh. Hmm.
His father came when we were in Los Angeles. Hmm? His father came when we were in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
He was also favorable.
Mother?
That was his stepmother.
Oh.
A divorce. The lady that came here was his
real mother.
Real mother.
Everyone is from divorced family. Jai Pataka's mother, my parents, Ramananda's parents.
Hmm.
Ramananda's mother called him. We think that they were trying to deprogram Brahmananda.
Hmm.
Because the second day that Brahmananda arrived in New York, suddenly his mother called. How could she have gotten news that he was coming to New York? We never told her. But as soon as he arrived in New York, she called him. So we ascertained they are listening to all of our telephone conversations. And they know, they are writing. The deprogrammers are writing to all of the devotees' parents in the movement, and they're going and talking to the parents saying, do you know what your son or do you know what your daughter is doing? Are you aware that your daughter's lost all of her free choice, that they're being brainwashed now by this cult, that they're giving they're spoiled their whole life? In this way, they tried to pollute the minds of the parents who are innocent.
And then get they're doing that everywhere, too. In Australia, they're doing the same thing here, too.
And they know all of the devotees' parents' names. Because the few devotees who do become deprogrammed, they give them all the names they know. And they have some informers within our temple also. All of our parents have told us that the deprogrammers contacted them.
Hmm. They're organized.
Oh, they're highly organized. They have regular newsletters.
This combination in your country is costly.
Peas, puff rice and cucumber.
Puff rice is costly.
No. I don't think not so. But you can buy it nice and fresh. You buy it in a bag, like you say, 300 years old.
It's not hub prices.
It's not like here.
That's fair.
I've never seen it
like this.
In this form.
You can learn how to make a prick. But that to be good.
All our farms should learn. On our farms.
The paddy has to be cooked once, boiled, and fried, dried, again cooked, again dried. Then you take out the skin and mix with a little salt. Half baked, and then put into the hot sand, little leaven.
We cannot grow rice in America.
Well, there's no paddy?
No. Only place I know is down in Mississippi Farm. They're trying
to.
We
can grow. There is no division.
But other places it cannot. The CD, the weather.
Oh.
New Vrindavan, we cannot do.
Rice cannot do.
No, New Barcelona, we cannot do.
California?
Maybe. Florida, they can do. Southern America, Southern United States. The weather is more like India, especially Florida. Florida is very much like India.
Mm-hmm. There are many places like India.
Hawaii, they could do.
Hawaii, yes.
This Mr. Punja, I was talking with him. His suitcase was stolen in Calcutta.
Suitcase stolen?
In Calcutta, there's a big hotel at the airport, and he left his bags there, three bags. When he came back, one of them was gone with all of his wife's jewelries. Hindustan Hotel, I think it's called. Yeah, Hindustan. That big airport hotel. And when you go down to Mayapur by that road, there's a big hotel near the airport.
I do not remember, but maybe.
So anyway, he's lodged a complaint with the tea board because he's a big tea importer.
Mm.
So he has connections. So he's lodged a complaint with the tea board. They're so dishonest. Even this is the 5-star hotel. It's a big hotel in Calcutta, one of the 2 or 3 best. And they're so dishonest that as soon as a foreigner comes, they can figure out where the valuables are and they steal it. And most people will let them get away with it. He may not, because he's got so many connections. But it's so dishonest. Even they make an attempt to cultivate tourism and be professional, but spoiled.
Hotels are always on the level. They have a duplicate key.
Even during Sanatan Goswami's time,
the
hotel keeper.
Hotels should not, you should not go simply by locking. Somebody must. Otherwise, they have a duplicate key.
They just stole the whole suitcase.
Yes, if they have a duplicate key, they don't take it. Yeah.
He's wondering about his deities. I told him that the deities are supposed to be ready by Gaur Purnima. you gave that time limit. And he wanted to know what the size was and how many. So I knew there was Kaliya Krishna and four Nagapatnas, and Radha Krishna and Lalita and Vishaka. And I think I told him, Gornitai, Guru Gaurama, Gornitai and your deity and your Guru Maharaj's deity. That makes 13.
So they're preparing?
I think, yes, they were told.
Ramachandra is supposed to be making all the arrangements.
Yeah. Bharadwaj is preparing everything. He seems to be a good man.
Very good man.
His wife also.
He was misunderstood.
Oh, yeah.
By Upendra Ji.
Oh, yeah.
Very good man.
He's very good. He was not properly dealt with, that's all.
This boy is crazy, Upendra. He was having turban-like bhajan, that
Yogi.
Sick man.
Yogi bhajan.
He becomes influenced by others very easily. Does not stay now. There is no information of his wife and children.
They're in Hawaii?
Last time I saw him in Vrindavan.
She was a very good girl, his wife.
Very good girl.
She joined the Los Angeles.
Now, she is without wife, children, certainly responsible. That is also one of the complaints. But that complaint is regular in your country. Mm. Nobody takes care of wife.
Yeah. Oh, one of the big complaints is about sex life. No sex life, except for children. Oh, they don't like that. That is very much a complaint on their part. Why you are forbidding sex life?
No, I'm not forbidding Krishna.
Well, in our Bible, it doesn't say that. That's what
your Bible you take. We have what our Krishna. Dharma viruddham kam. That why you are taking contraceptive risk? You are killing your children, that is very good. Unrestricted sex, and when she is pregnant, you kill. Are you human being? Or Akash, Dima. Challenge them.
I saw a Chicago newspaper, I think Jayapataka's mother must have brought it, and there was a page, and there was two big columns advertising abortion. So many different places you could go.
Everyone knows.
Quick and easy abortion.
Abortion, child killing, less civilized.
No, they're becoming very quickly ruptured.
And eating. It does. So you are rakas, less than rakas. And they're criticizing us.
It's really a question of the demons and the devotees, Prabhupada. This whole issue. It's polarizing both sides. It's nothing else but that. We're not doing anything wrong. Our devotees should not compromise.
No, there's no question.
We're up against demons. You should not think that these people will become satisfied. They're demons. No. They're not going to be satisfied.
That description is there. The 16th chapter. Exactly of the Western civilization.
Oh, yeah.
Did it?
Chana vrittim chana janana vidurasara nasochim nabhicha charona sachim teshu vidyate.
Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done.
This is a past quality. I do not know the aim of life. Ask, I mean, what is the aim of life? They cannot lack anymore. Anyone does not know. Eat, sleep, sex. They do not know. This is the demonic first one. In which way life should be directed, they do not. They are missing.
When I preach in the colleges, that's the first question I ask them. Not one person can answer it. Never.
Aimless life. Aimless life, what they will not do, everything they will do. Persons get away. You get them away.
And the college never gives the answer to teachers, because they themselves...
They do not know. The whole Western civilization, they do not know what is the aim of life. Naturally, the aim of life becomes like animals. Eat, drink, have sex, and have defense. That is the whole sensibility. They're busy for defense, and sex and men, and eating, bodhisattva, and sleeping.
The religions should be giving this answer.
The religion is only this Krishna consciousness.
The Christians know that if our movement spreads, they're finished.
They are already finished. You saw me that.
Oh, yeah.
Already finished.
Right here, they sent a cartoon from Punch magazine. Big, big church, and the priest in the pulpit, and there's only one lady there. And in the sermon, he's saying, Mrs. Bennett, you have to give more in the collection. She's the only one there. She said, I think you will enjoy this, Prabhupada. It shows the position of churches in the West.
Yeah. I've seen London. So many hundreds of churches are closed.
Yeah. Yeah, we're buying all the churches.
All the churches are closed.
Just see, they call a meeting of 500 rabbis, all of the leading rabbis of the Jewish leaders in the whole USA, just to deal with this question of the cults taking our children.
Us.
Yes, we're the main cult.
This is the fact. They do not know what the aim of life.
Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. All liars and cheats.
Really?
They're filthy, that's for sure. They're filthy. They have no idea. When you're in New York, you can see that. They smell nasty. They keep on their shoes. You have to tell them to take. They never wash after eating. Even animals wash. At least they try to keep clean.
Asacham apratishtam te jagadaho anishvaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. They say that this world is unreal and that there is no foundation and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust.
Accident. A man or man meets accidentally, they become sexually inclined. And there is a child. That's so much. My God. It is accidental. How vividly is that?
Thousands of years ago it was compiled, but it's
not thousands, millions.
Millions.
It's nothing. It is not.
But until you came and gave us this knowledge, we were thinking like that.
Everyone, and there are so many Gita scholars.
I read the Bhagavad Gita, but I still thought like that.
Leaders like Gandhi, they will never say all these things. Not bad. He has manufactured his own idea. Cheating people with Gita. This is the first time we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then?
Vitam drishtim avastabhya nashtat manalpa buddhaya pravivanti yugrakamana shayaya jagatovita. Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves...
This is their platform, their problem. Then their activity.
And who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world.
There is periodical war.
Threat of atomic war any moment.
Kamam masrita duspuram dhambamana madan vita mohat grihit vasat grahan pravatante suchivrataha. The demoniac taking shelter of insatiable lust, pride and false prestige and being disillusioned are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Chintam aprimayam cha pralayantam upasrita kamo paboga parama ita vaditi nishchita asha pasha satayar vata kama krodha parayana ihante kama bogartam anyayinatar sanchayan. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus there is no end to their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification.
Maybe.
This gets right in the court, they'll really hear.
This is perfect for the court. The purports are very strong.
There's purport?
To all those, yeah. All the purports. Shall I read all the purports?
In every civilized human society, there is some set of scriptural rules and regulations which have followed from the beginning, especially amongst the Aryans, those who adopt the Vedic civilization, and who are known as the most advanced civilized peoples. Those who do not follow the scriptural injunctions are supposed to be demons. Therefore it is stated here that the demons do not know the scriptural rules, nor do they have any inclination to follow them. Most of them do not know them, and even if some of them know, they have not the tendency to follow them. They have no faith, nor are they willing to act in terms of the Vedic injunctions. The demons are not clean, either externally or internally. One should always be careful to keep his body clean by bathing, brushing teeth, changing clothes, etc. As far as internal cleanliness is concerned, one should always remember the holy names of God and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The demons neither like nor follow all these rules for external and internal cleanliness. As for behavior, there are many such rules and regulations guiding human behavior. They take it for granted that all manifestation of diversity is a display of ignorance. Just as in a dream we may create so many things which actually have no existence, so when we are awake we shall see that everything is simply a dream. But factually, although the demons say that life is a dream, they are very expert in enjoying this dream. And so, instead of acquiring knowledge,
our whole case is prepared. The whole defense is prepared by Krishna.
Krishna has given all knowledge. Actually, nobody has tried to present Bhagavad Gita like this. That's our back. And it is acting. Now it is acting. Make your defense measure, consulting on this book every day. Transmigration, the morning I explain.
Well, you explained it that whatever a person is thinking, that's his desire. At the time of death, the desire is very prominent. So he takes a body according to that desire. And then you describe exactly how it happens that the subtle body carries the soul, just like the air carries the aroma of the flower, into the semina of the man, to the woman, who supplies the ingredients, and the body comes out. In this way, travels from one body to another.